Ballad of Blasphemous Bill. I took a contract to bury the body of Blasphemous Bill Mackay, whenever, wherever, or whatsoever, the manner of death he die. Whether he die in the light of day, or under the peak-faced moon, in cabin or dance hall, camp or dive, mucklucks or patent shoon, on velvet tundra or virgin peak, by glacier, drift or draw, in muskeg hollow or canyon gloom, by avalanche, fang or claw, by battle, murder or sudden wealth, by pestilence, hooch or lead, I swore on the book I would follow and look till I found my tombless dead. For Bill was a dainty kind of cuss, and his mind was mighty sot, on a dinky patch with flowers and grass in a civilized boneyard lot. And where he died, or how he died, it didn't matter a damn, so long as he had a grave with frills and a tombstone epigram. So I promised him, and he paid the price in good Chichaco coin, which the same I blowed in that very night down in the Tenderloin. Then I painted a 3-foot slab of pine. Here lies poor Bill Mackay. And I hung it up on my cabin wall, and I waited for Bill to die. Years passed away, and at last one day came a squaw with a story strange of a long deserted line of traps way back of the Bighorn Range, of a little hut by the Great Divide, and a white man stiff and still, lying there by his lonesome self, and I figured it must be Bill. So I thought of the contract I made with him, and I took down from the shelf the well-black box with the silver plate he'd picked out for himself. And I packed it full of grub and hooch, and I slung it on the sleigh. Then I harnessed up my team of dogs, and was off at dawn of day. You know what it's like in the Yukon Wild, when it's 69 below, when the ice worms wiggle their purple heads through the crust of the pale blue snow, when the pine trees crack like little guns in the silence of the wood, and the icicles hang down like tusks under the parka hood, when the stovepipe smoke breaks sudden off, and the sky is weirdly lit, and the careless feel of a bit of steel burns like a red-hot spit, when the mercury is a frozen ball and the frost fiend stalks to kill. Well, it was just like that, the day when I set out to look for Bill. Oh, the awful hush that seemed to crush down on every hand, as I blundered blind with a trail to find through that blank and bitter land. Half dazed, half crazed in the winter wild, with its grim heartbreaking woes, and the ruthless strife for a grip on life that only the sourdough knows. North by the compass, north I pressed, river and peak and plain, past like a dream I slept to lose, and I waked to dream again. River and plain and mighty peak, and who could stand unawed? As their summits blazed, he could stand undazed at the foot of the throne of God. North, I north, through the land accursed, shunned by the scouring brutes, and all I heard was my own harsh word and the whine of the Malamutes. Till at last I came to a cabin squat, built in the side of a hill, and I burst in the door, and there on the floor, frozen to death, lay Bill. Ice, white ice, like a winding sheet, sheathing each smoke-grimed wall. Ice on the stovepipe, ice on the bed, ice gleaming over all. Sparkling ice on the dead man's chest, glittering ice in his hair. Ice on his fingers, ice in his heart, ice in his glassy stare. Hard as a log, and trussed like a frog, with his arms and legs outspread. I gazed at the coffin I'd brought for him, and I gazed at the gruesome dead. At last I spoke. Bill liked his joke, but still, God darn his eyes, a man had ought to consider his mate in the way he goes and dies. Have you ever stood in an Arctic hut in the shadow of the pole, with a little coffin, 6x3, and a grief you can't control? Have you ever sat by a frozen corpse that looks at you with a grin, and that seems to say, you may try all day, but you'll never jam me in? I'm not a man of the quitting kind, but I never felt so blue as I sat there gazing at that stiff and studying what I'd do. Then I rose and kicked off the husky dogs that were nosing round about, and I lit a roaring fire in the stove, and I started to thaw Bill out. Well, I thawed and thawed for 13 days, but it didn't seem no good. His arms and legs stuck out like pegs, as if they was made of wood. Till at last I said, it ain't no use, he's frozen too hard to thaw. He's obstinate, and he won't lie straight. So I guess I got to saw. So I sawed off poor Bill's arms and legs, and I laid him snug and straight in the little coffin he picked himself with the dinky silver plate. And I came nigh, near shedding a tear, as I nailed him safely down. Then I stowed him away in my Yukon sleigh, and I started back to town. So I buried him as the contract was, in a narrow grave and deep. And there he's waiting, the great clean-up, and the judgment's loose head sweep. And I smoke my pipe, and I meditate in the light of the midnight sun. And sometimes I wonder if they was the awful things I done. And as I sit, and the parson talks, expounding of the law, I often think of poor old Bill, and how hard he was to saw.